All of your dreams, all of your ideas, need one thing if you want them to come true. Inspiration. Join Shun David Onimusi, Inspiration Road, a show dedicated to keeping your company on your road to success.
Welcome back to Inspiration Road with Shun David Onimusi. Thank you so much for joining me on today's show. Now, if you're just tuning in to Inspiration Road for the first time, allow me to introduce what Inspiration Road is all about, as I fondly like to do. Inspiration Road is a show dedicated to keeping you company on your journey to success. Now, on Inspiration Road, you hear me talk about seven areas of fulfillment because I believe that success, it's not just about achievement, it's about fulfillment. And I share seven key areas that you should focus on and desire to have success in if you want to live a fulfilled life. Some people are rich in money but poor spiritually. Some people are very rich spiritually, but then they're frustrated because they don't have financial success. So life is all about balance, and it's important that you have these seven key areas to focus on when you are pursuing success. If you've never listened to it, I want you to go on the London Christian Radio SoundCloud account to listen to past episodes, and then you can get a background of what we talk about on Inspiration Road. Now, if you also don't follow me already, I want you to follow me on my social media platforms. I'm on there, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just search for S-H-E-U-N David Onimusi, that's O-N-A-M-U-S-I. Or go to my website at www.sdonamusi.com. And then you can connect with me because I would love to hear from you. I would love to interact with you. With that out of the way, what are we going to be talking about on today's show? Well, on today's show, we are going to be talking about why you should dream big. Why you should dream big. Why should you dream big? That's what we're going to be talking about. But before then, let's go on a quick music break. When we come back, we'll be digging into today's topic, why you should dream big. Don't go anywhere. This is Inspiration Road with Shun David Onimusi on the London Christian Radio.
wanna cruise around the town like I'm crazy, though. I am first class, check my ride, get blessed every time when it's alright. You can check my seats, be top there, top there.
Limelight.
Even big is the way I need, looking large is the way you're biz. Every time, summertime and I'm on the beat, looking out for the souls and I'm gonna reach. Jesus got so much swag, deep now you know, so I ain't gonna brag. Cause he's got my back, my back.
We are yeah. Your tonight. It's not about the money or the cars or the houses you have. It's all about God and His faithfulness. Peace.
Welcome back to Inspiration Roll with Sean David Onomusi. Thank you for not going anywhere. That was You Are Worthy by Eben. No, sorry. All the Way by Eben. All the Way by Eben. Eben is a Nigerian gospel artist who's an award-winning gospel artist and a really great guy. That was All the Way by Eben. Now, before we went on that music break, I did mention we will be talking about why you should dream big. I mentioned that we will be talking about why you should dream big. Now, if you're just tuning in to Inspiration Road, that's what we're going to be talking about. Why you should dream big. Now, in life, dreams are very important. You probably have heard that phrase, "I have a dream," about Martin Luther King and his speech. You've probably, in some shape or form, heard people talk about their dreams. And dreams are so important, and they are propellants for change in life. If you want to change your life, you need to have a dream. A dream is so powerful. A dream is radically life-changing. The person who created the mobile phone started with a dream. The person who created the radio or the device that you're listening to this today's show from started with a dream. He had an idea in his mind. That dream was birthed in the spirit and he decided to work in it. Dreams are so powerful. What we have today, what we see across the world today, started with a dream. The thing with dream is not exclusive to just good things. Similarly, it works for bad things as well. The man who decided to create terrible, terrible things in the world, whether it's immoral activities, whether it is diseases, whatever it is, or chaos within a community, they all started with a dream. They had an idea in their heads and they thought, you know what, I'm going to go ahead with this. So dreams are so, so important. Now, since as long as I could remember, I would have these wild visions of being and achieving great things in my life. And I'm not alone on that aspect. There are plenty of dreamers out there. Our society works because of dreams. Our society works because people are dreaming. But now, there's a difference between just dreaming and dreaming big. So why should you dream big? Why shouldn't you just dream, but dream big? Now, we are going to look into some points here. And I want you to remember this. The first point is this. And this is probably the basis. Dream starts with thoughts. So I want you to remember this. Your dream starts with your thoughts. That's how a dream is formulated. Whatever is actively on your mind becomes and shapes itself into a dream. And that's what happens in your life eventually. So that's the basis. But why should you dream big? Oh, let me start with, what does dreaming big look like? Dreaming big actually looks like the opposite of not dreaming at all. And even more so, it is the extra of what it is or what it means to dream. What do I mean? Let me explain you a little bit further. Some people just dream to start a business, and that's all the dream they have. But those who dream big start, they have a dream to not just start a business, but they have a dream to employ thousands of people. They have a dream to go global. They have a dream to leave a legacy. That's dreaming big in the simplest form. You take a normal dream and you add the extra to it. You go the extra mile in your thoughts about what you want to achieve. And that's what dreaming big really looks like. So, with that explanation out of the way, I want you to understand this. When you dream big, your life suddenly moves in the right direction. That's the number one point. Well, number one reason why you should dream big is that when you dream big, your life moves in the right direction. All of a sudden, the subconscious mind begins to push you in the right direction. Because the way God has created the mind is that the mind is just as much as a battlefield, it's a sponge. Whatever you feed it, it soaks. And whatever it soaks becomes actively what happens in your life. So you and I must always, always ensure that we dream big because we want our life to move in the right direction. When you dream, you hold fast to ideas that live in your your conscious mind. But also, you find that there are ways into your subconscious mind where these dreams go into, and the subconscious mind aids it in processing up to 60,000 thoughts per day. That's how powerful your mind is. So when you dream big, you all of a sudden start to see that your subconscious mind goes into this activity on a regular basis and your life starts to move in the right direction. If you want to control the direction of just where you're headed, you have to control your thoughts. When you dream big, your thoughts are steeped in abundance rather than lack. When you dream big, you don't see limitations, you see opportunities. Even if in reality you're living in a state of absolute lack, you might be broke. You may have failed over and over again. But as long as you dream big, the direction of your life and its resultant outcome will eventually change because you are soaking your mind with the right thoughts. You are dreaming big. Second point is this. When you dream big, you start to realize that self-improvement is necessary and it's not an option. When I speak to people and I'm saying, oh, self-improvement is important, it's important that you improve yourself. Most people who don't dream big never get the idea of self-improvement. But those who dream big, they are pressured, in quotes. They are inspired by their dreams to want to improve on themselves because they look at the dream because it's so big. They realize that they have no choice but to improve on themselves if they want to achieve that dream. Maybe the reason why you don't see an improvement in your life, in your personal life, in your personal development, is because you're not dreaming big enough. When your dream scares you, when your dream is so big, you get up and you apply yourself. Some dreamers know that in order to realize their dream, they need to improve their lives because self-improvement becomes more of a necessity and less of an option for them. So when you are seeking and you're desiring a dream, make sure that that dream is big. And once that dream is big, not only do you start to have your life move in the right direction, you start to see self-improvement as a necessity. If you're a dreamer and you've set some serious goals for your life, then embark on the quest of self-improvement. Work on developing a set of good habits, building an empowering morning routine, for example, eliminating the bad habits in your life. Because if you want to fulfill your dreams, then it's not enough to just envision a better life. You have to actually do something about it. So that's one of the reasons why you should dream big. Third one before we go on a quick music break. When you dream big, you start to see failure as an opportunity and not a limitation. Let me repeat that. When you are a big dreamer, when you dream big, failure becomes a stepping stone. It becomes an opportunity and not a limitation. When you dream big, you start to see every time you fail as a reason why you must succeed at achieving your big goals. There's something about failure that does such a number on us, and it really is impossible to see the forest through the trees when we're going through it. I know it's difficult. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about failure and dealing with failure. If you have not heard that, please go to the London Christian Radio SoundCloud account and listen to it. So I understand that failure can be painful. But you see what? Dreamers recover from their failure quicker than ordinary people. People will dream big. They recover from their failure quicker because their eyes are on the goal. They have their eyes set as flint. Their eyes are on the goal. They're focused on the future. They're focused on the big dream. The truth of the matter is that when you fail, you tend to ponder. And when you succeed, you tend to party. But failure breeds the skills that are necessary for success in the long term. And not just the, you know, short-lived kind that we kind of experience when we have money or we have a momentary feeling of bliss. No. Don't be afraid to dream just because you might fail. And I come across some people, they say, no, I don't want to dream because I might fail. It reminds me of the story of that woman and the prophet in the good books of the Bible. This woman, she had taken care of the prophet every time he came to town. And the prophet said, oh, is there anything you want me to do? Do you want me to introduce you to the king? She said, no. Then the prophet's servant said to the prophet and said, you know what? I heard she's without a child. And then all of a sudden, the woman said to the prophet, he said, nah, don't put my hopes up. When the prophet said, this time next year, you would have a child. The woman said, nah, don't put my hopes up, because she's too afraid to dream of having a child anymore, because she has dreamt over and over and over again and it didn't happen. And she felt like, you know what, I'd rather not think about it. But that shouldn't be the case for you. Dream big. When you dream big, see failure as an opportunity, because failure will help build character and it will give you the tools that you need to succeed in the long term. We're going to go on a quick music break. When we come back, we'll be talking more and we'll be looking at more points about why you should dream big. Dreaming big is very, very important. So don't go anywhere. This is Inspiration Roll with Sean David Onomusi. We'll be right back.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Inspiration Roll with Sean David Onomusi. Thank you for not going anywhere. Thank you for still tuning in. That was Go Get It by Mary Mary. Go Get It by Mary Mary. Now, before we went on that break, we've been talking about why you should dream big. And if you're just tuning in, I'm hoping that you'll be able to listen back on the London Christian Radio SoundCloud at some point very soon. So make sure that you go to the London Christian Radio SoundCloud and listen to it. But I'll do a recap, okay? Now, we talked about the importance of dreaming. We talked about why dreams are so important, that everything around us, both good and bad, started with a dream in the mind of someone. The device you're using at the moment started with a dream. Everything starts with a dream. But some people just dream, while some people dream big. And people will dream big when they find themselves in situations where they find themselves in cases where they fail. They see failure as an opportunity. That was one of the points and one of the reasons that we've talked about so far. That was the last point. And before then, we said that you start to find that your life begins to move in the right direction when you dream big. And thirdly, we said that when you dream big, self-improvement is no longer just an option. It becomes a necessity. You are focused at improving yourself. The fourth point is this. When you dream big, you become audacious, you become bold, you become resilient and persistent. You become very bold. Rather than find a way out of a situation, you find a way through a situation. Because when you dream big, your creativity juice is forced to be kickstarted. It kickstarts your creativity juice. That when you're going through a tough time, guess what? You don't look for bailouts. You look for way throughs. You want to come through that. You are tenacious because your dream is so big that it challenges you. You know, I've heard someone say before, I've heard a pastor say once, that if your dream are not big enough, it's not from God. If your dreams are not big enough, then you can't chase them. So when your dream is so big, you find a way through a situation. You don't find a way out. Now, I must admit personally, the process of creation is amazing. Just imagine taking something intangible, a thought, and manifesting it into the physical world. It's pretty much amazing. Now, that being said, you can remove yourself from some pretty dreadful situations with the right thinking. For example, J.K. Rowling was dealing with the death of her mother, a miscarriage followed by a divorce, unemployment, destitution, and the contemplation of suicide while writing the now worldwide phenomenal, the Harry Potter book. But her dream was so big. A dream of creating this book, of writing this book, was bigger than the challenges that she was going through. So she had to find a way through rather than find a way out. When you dream big, when you've got a big dream, it no matter what's going on in your life, you find a way through. Imagine what J.K. Rowling was going through. She had just divorced. She had a miscarriage. So she was dealing with a divorce and she was dealing with miscarriage. Then her mother died, and at this point, she was jobless. And then, to make matters worse, she was suicidal. But rather than find a way out, she wanted to find a way through because her dreams were too big. Are your dreams big enough? Are your dreams big enough to challenge you and push you beyond where you are at the moment? Are your dreams that big? Because dreams are very important. So I want you to remember that. That's the fourth point. She was relentless, and she's got a billionaire status now. So she's a billionaire now. She's come through it. Everybody knows Harry Potter books and Harry Potter movies. But rather than find a way out, she found a way through. And that's because she had a dream too big to fail. Now, the fifth point is this. I believe that the better you get at dreaming, the more intelligent you become. Now, it doesn't mean that you're the smartest in the room, but all of a sudden your mind is awakened more. like I mentioned earlier on, that creativity, the creativity juice flows when you dream big. But even more so is that you will generate greater levels of excitement and anticipation about life. You will wake up with a bounce in your steps. You wake up with a desire for life, an appetite for life. You're a bit more chirpy. You're a bit more alive when you dream big, because your dreams are so powerful. Dreams mean we desire something new and better in our lives, and that in itself would generate a greater level of excitement. Most of the reason why people feel down at work is because the work does not fit into their dreams. They have a dream of something better than what they're currently doing, so they don't get excited at work. So if you want to get excitement in your life, guess what? Dream big. Dream big. Dream big. I'm going to repeat that over and over again till you get it. Dream big. Now, another thing is, you will, and probably the last point, because I'm conscious of time, is that you start to develop new rich habits that helps you form new partnership and relationship with the right people. When you dream really big, all of a sudden, maybe before you spent your evening binge watching TV, I'm not saying anything is wrong with binge watching a series. I do it sometimes as well, but that's not your norm. You don't spend the rest of your life just watching everything on TV. Your dreams propel you to form new habits, the habits of research, the good habits of reading, the good habits of networking. And that those new habits makes you get in contact with covenant relationship, with new relationships, because your dream is so big. The forces that God placed on earth starts to push you in the direction of the right people. Some people say, I don't have the right people in my life. It's probably because you don't have a dream big enough to attract the right people. When you have a big dream, you start to find that all of a sudden, the people who are around you who don't have the same dream or who don't have such desires, guess what happens? You start to outgrow them. You outgrow them, and all of a sudden, these guys you leave behind and you form new relationships. And that's about it on today's show, because I'm conscious of time. But I will repeat this over and over again. You should dream big, because when you dream big, your life moves in the right direction. All of a sudden, stagnancy is not the norm in your life anymore. You start to move, you move, and you move in the right direction. You don't see failure as a limitation. You see it as an opportunity. All of a sudden, anytime you fail, you have more power to overcome it, because your dreams are so big to be held back. And then when you dream big, you see circumstances and situations as stepping stones for a greater level. Your creativity juice, your ability to creatively apply things in life and become more intelligent at what you do, it's possible because now you have forced your mind to dream big. Dreamers shape our life. Dreamers are important to life. So I want to ask you, do you want life to happen to you, or do you want to happen to life? If you want to happen to life, then dream big. If you want to happen to life, then dream big. Make sure that you don't rest on your laurels. Dream big. Dream large. And I am certain that you will get to that destined place that your creator has made possible for you. But start to dream big. Look at your thoughts. Take a stock of the thoughts that you have on a daily basis, because your thoughts shape your dreams. So if you're not dreaming big enough, then you're not having big thoughts. That's all we've got to go through on today's show. Thank you so much for joining me on the Inspiration Road. Please connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm over there. Connect with me. It will be great to hear from you. Now, if you're just tuning in or you've missed any part of today's show, go on the London Christian Radio SoundCloud account and listen back. I am so certain that you are on your way to success, and it's been a pleasure keeping you company on that journey. Till next time, I want you to live inspired, be inspired, and stay inspired. Thank you so much for joining me on today's show. Bye for now.
All of your dreams, all of your ideas, Need one thing if you want them to come true. Inspiration. Join Shun David Onomusi. Inspiration Road. A show dedicated to keeping you company on your road to success.